I don't know. We're not crossing the street. We're crossing the street, but we're going diagonal.
Okay.
I don't know.
What about, have you ever heard the term cattywampus?
Yeah.
Is that, would that describe this?
Probably.
Or
except I would have called it giddywampus.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Kitty?
Giddy.
Giddy.
Giddywampus.
For this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about catty-corner?
A catty-corner?
Okay.
That would work, too. I'm sure I've used
it. Any of those the ones you were trying to think of?
Giddywampus.
Oh, really?
It's what? Because you're crossing, but you're not crossing straight across. You're kind of giddywampus from where you want to be.
Have you been in Denver?
Yeah, I've been in Denver.
You know, they have these stoplights where all traffic stops. And they actually have, it's legal.
And you can cross that way instead of going and going.
That's
pretty neat.
Yeah. First place I ever saw it.
It used to be legal in Alamos as a little girl, and that's where I did. It was in the intersection of State and Main.
Mm-hmm.
State. You could cross giddywampus.
I'm not sure where State is.
State is the beginning of the slum area anymore, but when Alamos was first developed, State was the main road that went north and south.
Do you know any businesses there are?
There's a bank right on the corner of State. I think it's Alamos National Bank is on the corner of State.
Oh, okay.
It would be the intersection east of JCPenney.
Okay.
I think there's an art gallery that sits on the corner.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
A flower shop, I think, also sits there.
I'm going back to that. But, what about, if something were going in this type of motion, what would that be called?
It would be zigzagged.
Nice. And what are some of the words of parting that you use when you're going to leave somebody?
Goodbye, later.
See ya.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That is it. I did want to ask you a couple questions. One is, and this might be one you get tired of. You've already talked about it to one person in here. You probably do it all the time. You mentioned, though, earlier in the interview that you met Jack Dempsey.
Mm-hmm.
If you could tell me about that, that would be great.
Okay. He was here in 1966 for the dedication of the museum and the park. He was at the banquet the night before where the queen was crowned, and I didn't get to go to that because kids didn't go to that function back in those days. That was adults only.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to be standing next to my paternal grandmother, who was about 7 years younger than Jack Dempsey, but she knew all about him. I didn't know that. I didn't realize what the big commotion was all about, really. But he was on horseback, parade marshal, and as he approached, my grandmother was waving this white handkerchief. And when he got just almost right there, she dropped it. I can still see it falling to the ground. And he stopped his horse, and he climbed up. He picked up her handkerchief, and he handed it to her, and he kissed the top of her hand. And I spoke to her, and then he bent down to me and asked me how I was and wished me a good day and got back on the horse and finished the parade route. But I was so impressed with that.
Yeah.
I had never seen it done before. I haven't seen it done since, which is too bad. But I blame women for that. I've never been big on ERA.
Yeah, I got three sisters. I'm sensitive about some things, but sometimes you're like, you know, I wish I went there, really.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that you don't want to do to upset somebody.
You know, I think it's too bad because I love to have a door opened for me. Car door, building door.
Right.
I love to have my chair pulled out for me. I like the whole thing, you know.
Yeah. And there's been many times where I don't want to do that, but I was just like, you know, I don't know how this person would take it.
Yeah.
So, the other thing is, it mentions up here that he would work in the copper mine. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know about the copper mines. All I know about the ore, because most of our mines here are, you know, lead or...